Senator Tim Cullen, a Democrat from Janesville, is urging Governor Scott Walker to accept federal Medicaid funding in light of new reports that show the benefits the funds would have in Wisconsin. Cullen made his remarks in the weekly Democratic radio address on Friday. We will talk about the new push to get Governor Walker to accept this federal money to expand Badger Care with a guest political analyst, and we'll welcome your questions and reactions. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Monday, July 14th. We will talk with our guest political scientist about another effort to put a non-binding referendum question on ballots around Wisconsin that would urge the acceptance of this federal Medicaid money as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Ed Miller, a professor of political science at UW Stevens Point, and one of his areas of expertise is health policy. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why is there a push to get Governor Walker to accept federal Medicaid funding?
Well, the push is because the Medicaid money brings a significant amount of not only coverage, but also money into the state of Wisconsin. And not having it has a lot of negative effects, not only in not covering a lot of people, which is certainly significant, but also a lot of negative effects on counties, and this is why a lot of it's coming from the counties, because of public health expenses from hospitals, which will have to see patients that are now have no insurance, and even individuals will see their premiums go up in Wisconsin. They may not realize it, that their premiums are tied to this, because hospitals will be seeing people who are uninsured in the emergency room, which they must under federal law, and then they will push those costs onto other people. So the fact is that those costs then go up, and of course insurance companies are paying at least part of the amounts for individuals who go into the hospital. So individuals may not think that they're involved. They're not receiving Medicaid. I mean, people are not receiving Medicaid and so forth, but they really are. Their premiums are up because of this.
Yeah, according to this report by Citizen Action of Wisconsin, trying to narrow this down here, it will cost residents $250 more per year on average in health insurance premiums than the residents of other states that have accepted the federal Medicaid dollars. So,
right. I can't attest to the amount, but yes, absolutely, because there's what we call a cost shift, and they are shifting the cost from individuals who are uninsured to others. But we're also, the federal government, when they put this together, when the Affordable Care Act was put together, the idea was that everybody would be insured, either through Medicaid, Medicare, or private insurance. Well, in doing that, they reduced another amount. The federal government gave amount to hospitals that saw a lot of uninsured people. That amount, that program was significantly ratcheted down because of that, because it was no longer needed. So these hospitals are now seeing individuals who are uninsured in Wisconsin, but they no longer are getting the amount of federal payments that they did before. So all this is cumulative. Plus the fact is that primary care doctors under this program, under the expansion, would get the same amount, because we want the idea is that primary care doctors, so they would see Medicaid patients, because Medicaid pays less than, for example, Medicare or private insurance. So under the program is that primary care doctors would get reimbursement at the same level as Medicare, and that would all be paid for by the federal government. But the fact is that without the expansion, that won't happen.
The White House Council on Economic Advisers issued a report recently saying that the taking of federal money would provide coverage to an extra 120,000 Wisconsinites by 2016. The council also said it would create more than 11,000 jobs by 2017 and result in $2.6 billion in federal spending in Wisconsin. Governor Walker says those figures are wrong. How do you see them?
Well, I think those figures are probably correct. I mean, they're obviously estimates. One can't attest to their dollar value, but clearly there's a lot of negative effects on Wisconsin. As the head of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance said, that Wisconsin is giving up a whole boatload of money, he said. And this is a real problem. Wisconsin actually went the other way. So not only didn't we have the Medicare expansion, we actually had the Medicaid contraction, because Medicaid in Wisconsin covered up to 200% of the poverty line. And now we're only at 100% of the poverty line. So it was actually a contraction. And so there are far fewer people on it than were on it previously in Wisconsin. So some states that didn't take it simply didn't expand their Medicaid. But in Wisconsin, we actually went in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, so remind us why Governor Walker refused this federal Medicaid money.
Well, that's an interesting question. It's certainly the only reason that can be explained is ideology. Is the fact is that he did not want money from the federal government. We've given up other money in the state of Wisconsin, too, that we needed. People talk about the train, that was the first one. And we gave up that money. It was basically ideological. And then we discovered we needed the money for the train because the federal government, we the state of Wisconsin owns the tracks. And so Wisconsin has to bring those tracks up to code. And the other thing is the train between Milwaukee and Chicago also needs a lot of money. Well, in giving up that money, the federal government is not would have paid for the whole thing. So that, it's one example. Broadband's another example. This is another example. So essentially, it's ideology over fiscal prudence.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
I know.
If you look at the states around Wisconsin, they all have expanded Medicare. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. Michigan.
Yeah, and their premiums are less expensive because of it.
Right.
Yeah. So I know another movement is that various counties are putting an advisory question, referendum question on the November ballot. At least 11 counties so far, including Portage County, where you are pursuing these Badger Care referendums. Essentially saying, accept the money, Governor Walker?
Right. And it's a very iffy process. Previously, a number of counties actually had written to the governor during the consideration. I mean, the county government had written to the governor asking him to take the money because of its impact on the counties. But this is a situation that back in the early 20th century, going back then, Wisconsin voters turned down what's called the initiative. And the initiative is, for example, where people can get questions on the ballot that would have to be followed, that are mandatory. In California, for example, they're called propositions. And so Wisconsin, they had three of them. There's the referendum, the initiative, and the recall. And Wisconsin citizens turned down the initiative and the referendum. And the only one they accepted was the recall, which, of course, now we know we certainly have. These were called direct democracy. Well, what happened was that by statute, they allowed people to put things on the ballot, and the county government can put things on the ballot, but in terms of affecting the state, they're advisory. So they have no effect. So one example of this, I mean, other than public opinion, but one example of that is several years ago, they got on 71 of the 72 counties an initiative that basically, and this is a non-binding, that said that the state will not provide requirements for local government without funding, what's called unfunded mandates. That passed overwhelmingly in the state of Wisconsin. Had no effect. They continually do unfunded mandates. Yeah. And so that's probably the largest one we've ever had in Wisconsin. But there's no statewide way of doing it. And this is why it's got to be done county by county. And it's it's all the impact is similar to, I guess you would say, a poll.
Yeah, so even if it is just advisory, non-binding, but if the majority of counties say pass this referendum saying that they favor the acceptance of federal money for Medicare or a Medicaid, you're saying that it probably won't do a whole lot of good politically?
Right, and and the only thing would be, and there's been some studies that show that this hasn't had the great effect, but if your own county has done it, a legislator from that county may feel impelled to follow what residents of that county has done. However, some studies of this in Wisconsin have shown that that's not the case, that even if the county votes, the people in the county vote one way, the representatives, the members of the legislature, have not necessarily followed that. But that would be one of the things it could do. But the other thing it can do, it could have a political effect. And the political effect would be that this is going to be on the ballot in a number of counties in November. But there's going to be some other questions on the ballot. And one key question is the minimum wage. That will also be on the ballot, raising the minimum wage in a number of counties. They are now doing the same thing for the minimum wage. That could increase turnout from individuals who are more likely to vote for these, and these would be poorer individuals who also may be more likely to vote Democratic. So, and given the fact that, according to the poll, that two candidates for governor are tied now, that could have an effect on the gubernatorial election in November.
We are talking with Ed Miller, a professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point, about the push to get Wisconsin to accept federal money to expand Badger Care. What do you think? Should Wisconsin accept this federal Medicaid money? Or is Governor Walker doing the right thing by declining it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Professor of Political Science Ed Miller about the push in Wisconsin to try to convince Governor Walker to accept federal Medicaid money to expand Badger Care. He has refused this money, but a new report is out saying that this is costing all of us more in health care premiums, among other things. And some Democratic lawmakers, including State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville, in the Democratic radio address this past weekend, urged Governor Walker to accept that federal money. A number of counties are also putting this advisory question on the November ballot as a referendum question. And we wonder what you think. Do you think that the governor did the right thing by declining this federal money? Should Wisconsin accept the federal money to expand Badger Care? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Is this an issue that matters to you? Well, we have a number of posts on Facebook. Bill on Facebook says, don't take the money. It is short-term bait to get the states hooked, only for the feds to push all costs later to the states. If you want your state taxes to go up and other things cut, then by all means, take the money. Believe me, you will pay for it. So a couple of things there, Professor Miller. This,
right.
Is this just short-term bait to get the states hooked?
No. The federal government is going to cover 100% of it. And then it ratchets down over a 10-year period to 90%. And the federal government has a commitment to do this, the same commitment the federal government has had to lots of other programs. I mean, through our, federalism, the federal government puts in a match to lots and lots of programs. If for some reason, and who knows, if for some reason the federal government decides not to do this in the future, and to pull back significantly, all the state has to do is to, at that time, change the program. So it does not necessarily mean that the state would have to pick it up. But in fact, is the federal government's got a commitment of 100% right now and 90%. It goes down to 90% within a 10-year period.
Yeah. Another Facebook comment.
Which, by the way, is much more than the state now pays in Wisconsin, which is, I think, 57%.
I'm sorry, explain that further?
Currently, under Medicaid, Wisconsin's match is 57%. And so, consequently, they will continue to pay the 57%, which is based upon our formula. But under this new formula, the expansion would be, they would be paying 100%, and then it goes down to 90%. And Wisconsin has been wanting to increase the federal match for a long time. For example, in one of the ads that is now on TV, they talk about Governor Doyle taxing nursing home beds. Everybody's seen this ad, among other things. And people say, well, why would Governor Doyle tax nursing home beds? It doesn't make any sense. Well, what people don't understand is what that was. That has been done by many, many states. The purpose of taxing, it's very complicated, but the purpose of taxing actually hospital and nursing home beds, technically, it's really not a tax in the normal way we think of a tax, but it's a very complicated way, it's a shell game, to try to increase the federal match. And that money then goes back to the hospitals and nursing homes. But it's very complicated. But the whole purpose of doing that was to increase the federal match. Here, the federal government is willing to give you 100% match for the expansion. And so it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Richard on Facebook says, Badger Care is back to doing what it was intended to do, assist people in actual poverty. If anyone above the poverty line is not covered, then it's because they would rather mooch off the state than get an affordable plan through Obamacare. What about that?
Well, no. Well, you've got to realize what the federal poverty line is. The federal poverty line is a very artificial figure, and that figure was done many, many years ago, and it's a budget basket of food, and then it's tripled. And this was done by an analyst in Social Security came up with this idea. Well, the federal poverty line today, that figure, although there is an alternative figure that some people are talking about, but using that figure is extraordinarily low. That you simply could not afford to really live on that. And so virtually every federal program uses a multiple of the federal poverty line. And this would use simply 133% of the federal poverty line. But you got to realize the federal poverty line doesn't mean that if you're over it, you're not in poverty. It's really, really, really small, austere number.
Yeah. Just to clarify, that's the federal government said, here's a bunch of money to expand your Medicaid programs in the various states, and what the Affordable Care Act was hoping states would do is to increase the number of people covered under the Medicaid, so sort of
right.
Increasing the poverty line, so to speak.
Right. The decision was made because the question, one of the questions was, should everybody be on private insurance? Because over 133% of the poverty line, all the states could go above that, and we were, but over 133% of the poverty line, people go into the exchanges, marketplaces, and they could buy a private insurance, which were then subsidized. So one of the questions is, well, why didn't they do it for people who are under 133%? And the answer was that it was much more expensive. The subsidies would have to be much greater. So in using the Medicaid rate, the fact is that the decision was that this would be a cheaper way of going. And that's why that was included as opposed to simply using private insurance for the full thing.
Pete on Facebook says, the main point specifically for us in Wisconsin is that we are paying for all of our fellow citizens to be covered. We're paying for our hospitals to be more successful and therefore not raising our costs every year. Is that right?
Well, it's the opposite. In effect, by not expanding the Medicaid rate or Medicaid coverage, you're actually increasing the cost to individuals. If you covered that through the federal government, the hospitals would then have some money coming in, even though they may say it doesn't meet their cost. That's another issue. But the fact is they would have some money coming in, and they would not have to shift all the money to private payers. So private payers are paying for other people.
So do you see Governor Walker deciding to change his mind and accept this federal money to expand Badger Care?
No, because he's committed to this position, and he's mentioned it so many times. Other states with Republican governors, a number of them looked at the amount of money, and they actually did the fiscal calculations, and they said their state couldn't not pick this up. This is true of Michigan, it was true of Arizona, and so forth. But no, in Wisconsin, he's made this sort of the line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to reverse his position. I would be shocked if that had happened.
Yeah, and in our final minute, do you see this being a big issue playing out in the gubernatorial campaign or election?
I think it could be. It could be one of the issues. It could be one of the issues. The trouble is it's complicated. There were people don't know how it's actually costing them money, because the way it's been portrayed is, as one of your commenters on Facebook mentioned, that the state may have to pick this up and it's going to cost us money. Well, it's just the opposite, that not picking it up is actually costing everybody in the state of Wisconsin money. And people don't realize this. And so it's more of a difficult issue than the issue, which is an easier issue to understand, that we didn't create the jobs, you know, that was promised. Well, that was an easy issue. You know, people understand there's the number of jobs. This is a more difficult issue. But in some communities, it will be an issue. And it could be an issue in turnout, as I mentioned, which could affect the gubernatorial election, given that they're almost evenly matched.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Ed Miller is a professor of political science at UW Stevens Point. This is the Ideas Network.